Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Steve has relationship advice, so everyone pull up a chair or your car over.
Yes, I'll take a little second here. Everyone get situated.
Go ahead, sir.
Apparently, there's a new survey. It's done by scholars and learned people and like institutions.
I'm going to shoot this thing full of holes in about 8 seconds.
They say that single women should be dating men 10 years older than they are.
It wasn't learned scholars. It was a relationship coach. And that relationship coach is male.
And is 10 years older than...
Probably.
Yes, okay.
He's probably tired of... He's probably 40. And like, man, I don't like 40-year-old girls.
And then went with the 30.
I want 30... Why is it a good idea?
And all of his reasons make sense. First of all, because we know that women are more mature than men. They mature faster than us boys and stuff like that. So you have a 30-year-old woman that's maturity level of a 40-year-old. You have a 40-year-old guy who's mature, who's done there. Now you're simpatico. Now you match up.
From an emotional maturity standpoint,
yes.
You're the...
Now the older gentleman has probably been around the block a couple of times. He'll knows how to handle problems in a mature way, knows how to handle relationships in a mature way.
Listen, I've almost exclusively dated people considerably younger than me and just keep marrying them as well. It's not always a great idea.
There's something I'll never forget you saying about your first wife and how much younger you always felt.
She was 10, exactly 10 years
10.
Younger than me.
Uh-huh. And you always thought that you stole her 20s. She gave up her 20s, but I can see why you felt like you stole
I think this advice can be good advice if you're talking about, this sounds creepy, but like a 70-year-old and a 60-year-old, or a 60 and a 50, or a 50 and a 40. Or a 40 and a 30.
Okay.
There's some about a 30 and a 20.
Yeah.
That just doesn't sit right with
me.
But even maybe 40 and 30, like I crushed my 20s. I soaked every drop of nectar out of that decade.
Nice.
Like if there was something sinister that could be done by a 20 something, I did it. Other than drugs.
Yes.
Like
okay.
Oh my God, okay. Did I have fun?
Yeah, relations and
yes.
Yeah.
And just, I lived. If you're saddled down with a 30-year-old dude and you're a 20-year-old and it's like, oh my God, one of my friends just got like first class tickets to Vegas and let's all, it's like, honey, we have to do that. It's like, you're saddled with a 30-year-old. He's not going to be any fun in Vegas. Like emotional maturity aside, you just blew an opportunity to invent a fake chick Vegas name. Your name's Trixie. And you're going to go do whatever you want for 2 days. You're not even going to have a room in Vegas, but you won't need it. It's going to be the most amazing thing you've ever done. But you can't because you're with this 30-year-old
stuck in his little ways,
yes.
Stuck in his rut. He's more mature.
Because he already did that.
He did that. He looks at you for wanting to do it. That's immature.
And he also knows what you're going to do and doesn't want you to do it because that's going to sabotage your relationship.
I see all of that. That's a good point.
So I don't.
Okay, but 40 and 30. Yeah.
I don't think it's a terrible idea.
But they say it and because.
But is 10 the cutoff? Because like all these rock stars, like isn't. There's old guys like Mick Jagger just had a kid and he's like 100 and his wife is like 23. What's the gap where it's too much?
George Clooney at 52 when he met his current wife, he is 17.
Amal, yeah.
Yeah, he's 17 years older. They're still married.
Because he's George Clooney, man.
Okay,
he's
okay.
The exception.
I'll give you Jerry Seinfeld married his wife Jessica years ago when he was 45. She's 28. They're still together. Alec
You're
Baldwin.
Naming super rich dudes.
Harrison Ford.
Oh, he's with Ally McBeal.
Calista Flockhart still. Yes, still. And they're still, and he's ancient compared to her.
He was 60 and she was 38 when they met.
And it still works.
Let's talk about the age gap between you and Mrs. Hack.
I am 3 years older, and she's way more mature than me.
See?
Like, by far.
See?
So
this they say you're going to be together forever.
But I don't feel like I stole her. She was very young when we got married. My rule, and she would have gotten married even sooner. Because that's just what she's like. Very driven. She knows what she wants, and for some reason she wanted me. I don't. I just don't question it.
Nobody can figure it out. We've all met her, and we're like, what kind of drugs did he have?
But I don't really see it as like she didn't. I didn't steal her 20s from her. I think we built a life together, and we that's what she wanted.
She didn't want
the crazy Vegas trip.
But you were about to say you had a rule. What was it? She wanted to get married right away.
I said you have to at least be able to drink at the wedding.
So she wanted to marry you before she was 21?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Her parents got married when they were really young. Mine did too. Not as young as hers, but she was just ready. And I was the one holding off because I was saying, I want to get more established. I want to get some money. I want to do all these things. And
none of that has happened.
No, but,
however,
I'm working on it.
But she was the one who said, I don't want you to do those things and then get married. I want to do them with you.
Wow.
That was her thing. And so we're still waiting.
Here's my thing. You're admitting that she's more mature than you.
Yeah.
Even now.
I don't think I need to admit that.
No, then if this study is true, you need to break up with her and find somebody 10 years younger than you.
Oh, that's true. If we're going to follow this? Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're listening, Mrs. Hack, just pack your stuff and set it outside.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.